Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and we are back for another episode and excited to talk to you today about why can't I stay motivated? This is definitely something every human being deals with. And after weight loss surgery, I will say this one is a struggle for a lot of people because they feel really good at the beginning and they're really engaged and they do fabulous, and then life continues to happen and they're unfamiliar with how to navigate through these new things in life that they maybe haven't ever done it in a healthy way. So when you need to stay motivated to do the things that are required to stay healthy after weight loss surgery, so think of things like meal prepping or just cooking food at home, just actually getting in the kitchen and cooking. This can be taking your vitamin supplements, drinking enough water, moving your body, any of those things that we have choices in, it makes it difficult to stay motivated sometimes. So you do have to look a little deeper. We're going to kind of identify some of the basic ones, and then we're going to also go a little deeper that maybe just finding out this information, learning more about yourself can help give you, sometimes it's stuff you might have already knew about yourself, but it gives you a new level of understanding of, okay, now I understand why this is happening. I can do this instead, and this will help keep me on track and help keep my motivation up and help me stay more balanced in my life. And really, that's all it is. Motivation is all about maintaining balance in your life. And there are things that can rob that balance, and that's what we're going to talk about. So number one, inflammation. So inflammation is really a big thing that can make you feel pretty crummy. You might have increased pain or just feelings of unwellness where you really don't feel good physically, mentally, emotionally. You just don't feel good. So those are the reasons why you may not be cooking food at home. You're driving through fast food more frequently, or why you're not moving your body because it hurts to move your body. So you got to think about, okay, what's driving this inflammation? And how can I turn that around so that I can stay motivated? Number two, stress. This one, I would say all Americans, we deal with this, or all human beings, we deal with this constantly. And it's just the society that we live in, and you have to learn to guard yourself, learn to say no, and learn to find what is necessary in your life to keep you balanced. So sometimes we have too many commitments and our schedule is just overcommitted with things that are not important to our purpose. And when we are focused on what we are here for, our purpose in life, and doing those things and hitting our goals, then it's easy to get stuck in some commitments, but you really gotta pare that back and just really decide, okay, what is really necessary for me to hit my goals and to really fulfill my purpose? And that will keep you balanced. Priorities are just out of balance. So when you're stressed, you have too many commitments and your priorities are out of balance. So you might be saying yes to areas that you shouldn't be because it's easier than to say no or confront that person or that individual with a certain organization, or just in general, it's just, you just don't want to deal with it. And so instead, you just say yes again. So you overcommit yourself, and now you rob from other areas. You rob from exercise time. You rob from quiet time. You rob from meal prep, just to fulfill these other things that you really aren't excited about. It's really not helping you stay balanced in your life. Number three, diet. So this one is, you want to think about, you're consuming too many foods that negatively impact your mood and your brain health. So here's where we go a little deeper. These first two, inflammation and stress, there are lots of things, and I have on my website several things that you can do yourself, and I have this in other podcast episodes, that you can do yourself to decrease inflammation and to manage your stress level better. So lots of opportunities there. Same with diet. Lots of opportunities on my website to really hone in on your diet that can really help your mood and your brain health so that you do stay motivated and do still stay excited about your purpose in life. And the foods that really are top ranking when it comes to impacting your mood and your brain health is sugar and processed foods. So I don't believe in perfection. So it's not that you're never going to have a taste of sugar, or you're never going to have a potato chip or a cracker or some snack cake or granola bar. It's all about balance. And that's what this whole thing, if you can't stay balanced or motivated, then guess what? Your life is out of balance somewhere. And this is where you want to look at some of these areas with the inflammation, the stress, your diet, contributing to that. And usually it's not one thing, it's a combination of things. And you have to tweak each area. And you're not going to do it all at once. You're not going to, you know, calm all the inflammation, decrease your stress, and, you know, eat a perfect diet and improve all these areas overnight. So you pick one, you focus on that for a little while, and you get good at it, and then you move on through the other ones so that you can really get resolution and really find a way that, you know what, it's really not hard for me to go to the grocery and buy the things I need to cook through the week. Or it's not hard for me to go to the gym. I have a workout buddy, or I have a schedule that I enjoy and I feel good. So it's easier to do those. But when it comes to your diet, sugar and processed foods are top ranking for derailing us and keeping us unmotivated, because they do increase inflammation. So those inflammatory markers, they really do increase inflammation, increase pain. It also messes with your gut health, and it really destroys that good bacteria, and it really overgrows the bad bacteria in creating this imbalance that communicates. We have a superhighway from our gut to our brain, and they communicate both directions. And when that gets out of balance, then guess what? Our head is swimming with problems. And we're suddenly overwhelmed with minute tasks that we were doing 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it's because we had a bad week. And guess what? All we did was eat out 2 and 3 meals a day. And we reintroduced some of these sugars and junk, and we're off. We're really off our routine and our, you know, staying on track, and we're not able to consume the right things at that time. So that's where, you know, when you are out of balance, your motivation is robbed because of these things. So number four is poor gut health. So if you're really thinking, okay, I've already started tweaking inflammation and stress, and now I'm attacking diet, changing all these things is going to definitely help your gut health. But you can support your gut health while you're doing this. So this can be some easy things that you can interject. And we have lots of things on our website, have lots of podcasts on this topic. But really, poor gut health is really just an imbalance in gut bacteria, which we call dysbiosis. And this really does change your mood and behavior. So when we have inadequate good bacteria, where your body, your intestines, you do not have enough of those friendly bacteria, then the bad guys are the different bacteria strains that are turning on genes and turning off beneficial things that are impacting your ability to stay motivated. So it's also where our happy hormones and our reward hormones are produced in the gut. So serotonin, about 90% is produced in the gut and 10% in the brain. And it's about 50% of dopamine in your gut and 50% in your brain. So all of these things, inflammation, stress, diet, really do play a role with you keeping a healthy gut. And like I said earlier, they communicate. Your brain and your gut communicate through the vagus nerve. And if any one is off, you can look in the gut or you can look at the brain or both. And you need to work on cleaning up those areas. And then the last one is if you've really done this, you've worked on this and you're still struggling. Like I still am not myself. I still don't feel like myself. And feel happy about life or what I was, what my purpose is. I don't feel driven to do those things. It could be your genetics, and something in your genetics has been turned on or kind of turned up because of life events. Could be a trauma that you've experienced, or these things in general. Your life has been altered in some way that it is driving your genetics to be expressed in a way that is really impacting the balance in your life. So certain genetic SNP affect your ability to manufacture and balance brain chemicals. So we talked about these here in the gut, the serotonin and the dopamine. So your happy hormone and your reward hormone, both of them impact your mood. And they are manufactured and balanced by our genetics to some degree. So if we don't have the right allele or SNP of genetics that our body doesn't naturally do on its own, we have to support it a little better. We have to maybe do things, maybe, you know, there's some things that you do every day and you think nothing of it. It's what was prescribed. Maybe it's a medication. You're really great at taking a medication and you just don't miss it, or it's very rare that you miss it. Same type of concept. You may have to apply some of those principles with your thinking of your genetics. So if you learn about your genetics and find what is kind of has a hiccup and what needs a little support, this will help you, you know, when you get in a place throughout life that you find yourself that maybe your mood is waning and your motivation is declining and you don't feel excited about the things you once were excited about, you could start looking at these genetics if you knew them about yourself. So learning that about your mood and behavior can really help give you insight to why you aren't staying motivated. And these are the dopamine receptors and dopamine genes. So the DRD1, 2, 3, and 4, they all play a role in how well we stay motivated and what drives us to be motivated. Like the DRD1, you never feel reward. So you are always seeking reward. You are always needing something on the outside to reward you. And that could be, you know, think diet, exercise, any of those addiction things. So it could be drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex, all of those things. You're going to seek that because your body is not great at providing this reward for you. So So you extrinsically have to provide that for yourself. So that's where it gets tricky. If you're not a motivated type person, this could be a reason why. Maybe you don't produce dopamine, and we need to support that differently. Because the good news is there is a way to support this, and there is a way to allow you to override those genes so that you do feel balance and you do feel motivation. Same with the DRD2, you have weak signaling and you have increased addiction behaviors. So any of those addictive behaviors, and food is included in that. So you could be more of a binge eater, and it could be because of these dopamine receptors that you just don't manufacture them well, and your body does not process them correctly. So here you are. You are having to deal with those feelings on your own. DRD3 increases mood disorders and addiction, and DRD4 activated by dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. So you need dopamine for DRD4 to work appropriately. So if you have DRD1 and DRD4, guess what? You are going to need to be supported with dopamine in how to boost that. So working with somebody that, one, if you can't get resolution by identifying or working on these other areas, inflammation, stress, diet, poor gut health, and it's not working, you're still struggling, that's when you need genetics to give you that final piece, because you can't get more personalized than that. That is the best way to really hone in on you, and we can really identify the areas that you struggle, and we can apply new principles and new strategies that will allow you to, one, feel reward without relying on the wrong avenues and not those addictive behaviors. We can override those. So I really hope that's helped. If you're struggling with staying motivated, I would say start looking at these basic five things: stress, inflammation, diet, gut health, and the genetics, and really work on those. And I think you'll find all you need in those five areas to really turn things around and keep you excited about life, excited about the things that, you know, normally would drive you that may not be driving you. And that really does make a difference, because it's all about quality of life. We have to love what we're doing, and love who we are and embrace kind of, you know, what we were given. We can't help it that our genetics are what they are, but we can help how they're expressed by focusing on diet, lifestyle, and supplements. So I really hope that makes sense, and stay tuned for our next episode. See you soon. Bye-bye.